How is this first one, blessed are the poor in spirit, how is that one the prerequisite, as you write about, for becoming a follower of Christ, but also growing as a Christian, being poor in spirit?
I think the default mode, David, of every human being to try and prop ourselves up before God by either displaying our goodness or comparing ourselves to others, rather than laying ourselves low before God, acknowledging our neediness. And so the last thing that we want to do is acknowledge that we are spiritually impoverished, that there's nothing good in us. That's why it's such a hard message. And so I think, and I do think it's a work of the Spirit, right, that gets us to this place. I don't think we just, and figure it out. I think the Spirit awakens us to it. And the moment we realize that we are in desperate need of help, that we're not our best resource, that self-help is really no help, and we acknowledge our neediness, then we open ourselves up to a work of God. And it's then and only then that when you acknowledge that spiritual poverty, then you can experience the richness then of knowing Jesus Christ. And I just think it's really, really difficult for people to get to that place. The example that I always use is, you know, the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee. The Pharisee essentially there in Luke 18 prays, and it's kind of a highlight reel of his perceived goodness. Look at me, how amazing I am. Let me tell you everything I've done. The tax collector can't even look up to heaven, beats his chest and says, woe to me, a sinner. Then Jesus says he's the one that goes home justified or right with God. The Pharisee continues on to his self-righteousness while the tax collector ends up right with God. I think that parable highlights for me the difficulty it is for people who think moralism is the key and self-esteem is the key. The Bible says that brokenness is the key, and we shun brokenness. We don't want to be broken. And that's why I think it's so hard for people to get to this place. So without poverty of spirit, no one can come to Christ. And then I also think without poverty of spirit, no one can continue to grow. It is relevant for salvation and sanctification. And so I think poverty of spirit is foundational because it forces us to see our continued spiritual need for the Spirit's work in our life.